USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 18 years, but President Trump tells reporters on Monday you could win it pretty easily.
I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is attending the annual VFW convention in Orlando, Florida. Secretary of State Pompeo announced that the U.S. will be imposing sanctions on a Chinese oil trader company for accepting Iranian oil.
We said all along that any sanction will indeed be enforced. We can't tolerate more money going to the Ayatollah, putting American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and putting their life at risk.
The sanctions are imposed as tensions remain high between the United States and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Equifax will have to pay $700 million to settle the largest data breach ever. Back in 2017, Equifax leaked the private information of almost 150 million people. At a press conference on Monday, chair of the settlement committee, attorney Norman Siegel, says the money will help people out.
There are some things in life that cannot be solved with money. This is not one of them.
Another former White House staffer has landed a job with Fox News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the latest turn of the revolving door between the Trump administration and the president's favorite TV news network, Fox News. Raj Shah, who was formerly the White House principal deputy press chief, has now taken a new job at Fox Corporation as senior vice president. Shah joins former Trump aide Hope Hicks in the executive suite of this corporation, which formed earlier this year after Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At least 19 people have died since early June after drinking alcohol tainted with methanol in Costa Rica, prompting a national alert and widening the focus of a problem of bootleg alcohol in Latin America. The Costa Rican Health Ministry says at least 14 men and 5 women, ranging from 32 to 72 years of age, have died drinking liquor. Dr. Debbie Nampia Par Ampil is an associate professor at the New York University School of Medicine. She tells Fox News some of the dangers of methanol.
The problem with methanol is that it's so much more dangerous than alcohol. It can make you blind, it can damage your kidneys, and you might not even realize this at first, and then you can die. Even 30 milliliters, which is two-thirds of a shot glass, that's enough to cause permanent blindness.
A new law passed in Oregon has many schools across the nation taking note. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of eighth graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months.
And finally, in entertainment news, Avengers Endgame is now the all-time leader at the box office worldwide. The movie grossed $2.8 billion, overtaking Avatar this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.